It didn't work.
Well, good evening, and thank you so much for joining us. We are learning Shmiras HaLashon, and it's our weekly Sunday evening Chafetz Chaim Shir. This is Moshe Hai speaking. It's the 27th of Cheshvan, Tafshin Ayin Tes, November 4th, 2018. Thank you so much to the generous sponsors of SheerEnjoyment.com for helping to keep their phone lines and website going. This year is in memory of Avi Mori Harene Kaparis Mishkavo, and for Zuchus for Rafua Shalema, for Chaim David Ephraim Ben Chana. Tonight we're going to talk about the subject of Lashon Hara. The Chafetz Chaim is going to tell us that the person about whom we're not allowed to speak could be an Am HaAretz, a person who's not learned in the Torah, certainly a Talmud Chacham, and we're going to learn how that is more serious. And then we're going to also discuss the inyan of apikoros. And we will see that a real apikoros is very, very rare in this day and age, but we have to treat the topic anyway. The Chafetz Chaim tells us in Klal Ches Sif Dalet, Veda, and you should know, the Iser Sipur Lashon Hara, the prohibition of saying Lashon Hara, Ha'afilu Al Am Ha'aretz, applies even to someone who is not learned in Torah. But why? Well, it's pretty obvious. We have to love this person. He's also included in the Am Hashem. He's the people of Hashem, the Tzivosav, and the hosts of Hashem. He's like Hashem's army. He's part of the legions of Klal Yisrael, even if he's not familiar with Torah, Shotzion Mimitzrayim, from whom he took out of Mitzrayim. He says that he's included in Klal Yisrael. We all were taken out of Egypt by Hashem, including people who weren't so learned in Torah, possibly, even though it says in Chazal that the Yidden were learning Sifrei Torah in Mitzrayim. If you want to see it brought down, and the Chafetz Chaim al HaTorah brings this down in Parshas B'Shalach, when it talks about the Shir HaSayam. It's true that we were learning, and some of us were very learned, but there were also people who weren't among Bnei Yisrael, but the Am HaAretz, Gam Hu Bichlal Am Hashem. He's, of course, included in the people of Hashem. He's part of our nation, Shotzion Mimitzrayim, whom Hashem took out of Mitzrayim. So we have to be careful that we shouldn't say to ourselves, well, that person, he doesn't learn, or he doesn't learn very much, he doesn't know very much, so maybe I should be allowed to say Lashon Hara about him. That's not true. We have to love this person. We have to not say Lashon Hara about him. B'chol shekein, and all the more so, im hu talmid chacham, if he's a Torah scholar, we will define in a few minutes what is a talmid chacham according to the halacha for this area of halacha. For sure, the Chafetz Chaim says, the one who says Lashon Hara about him, avono gadol harbe yoser, his transgression is much greater. Chazal told us, anybody who speaks negatively about a talmid chacham, there are dire consequences for that. No fil begehenim. It's a very, very serious aveira. Many times a person is considered to be a mevazeh talmid chacham if he speaks about him. He's not just saying something negative that he did, but he's actually also belittling this person, this talmid chacham. And we know the Chafetz Chaim says the greatness of that punishment of a mevazeh talmid chacham, a person who belittles, who insults, who denigrates a Torah scholar, as it says in the Gemara, and it's also the Psach Halacha in the Shulchan Aruch, in Simon Reish Mem Gimel and Yoredeah, discusses the Halacha of respect for people who are learned in Torah. That's included in what it says in Parsha Shlach, Ki Devar Hashem Baza, that's Mitzvah Sohefar, that this person has belittled the word of Hashem, He's mevaze it. He's desecrated it. Tikareis hanefesh shehi. That soul deserves to be cut off, like kare. True, not included in the 36 averos that are chayef kareis in the beginning of Maseches Krisos. However, the pasuk says, and the Gemara darshan, that this pasuk in Shlach, which talks about kareis, could be talking about a mevaze talmid chacham, someone who disgraces a Torah scholar. Now, why it's not included technically in those averos that are chayef kareis, if the pasuk in Shlach says it's chayef kareis, and the Gemara says it's referring to someone who's mevaze talmid chacham, that's not something that should trouble us, because it's the style of the Gemara to do that without getting into the depths of it now. But the main point is that we cannot take it lightly. The kavod, the respect, the honor that we're supposed to show a Talmud Chacham, it's hard to describe how great that is. It's on the decline maybe in the world, or maybe the appreciation for this halacha. It needs some chizuk, that's for sure. The Yetzahara tries to entice us, says the Chafetz Chaim. And he tries to say, Lo shayach klal din mevaza talmud chacham, rach bizman ha-gemara. Oh, this halacha about disgracing a talmud chacham, that's not really applicable today, because we don't have real talmid chachamim, says the Yetzahara. It may be applied in the time of the Gemara, who are very wise men, they were very learned, they were true sages, they were real talmid chachamim, hayu chachamim biyoser. Avolo al elo shebizmanenu, the Yetzahara tries to convince us, asserts the Chafetz Chaim, that this does not really apply today, because we don't really have Talmid Chachamim today. Uhu ta'us gamur. But that's a total error, says the Chafetz Chaim. Because any Talmid Chacham is according to the generation that he's in. And as we know, the famous Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, where there was a discussion between the Tanoim, and there was the Machlokas between Rabban Gamliel, Rabbi Yoshua, Rabbi Dosa ben Harkinas was involved, and in that Gemara, in the context of that halacha, which has to do with when they were setting the day for Rosh Chodesh, which if you learn Rosh Hashanah, you know about the situation. We also will not get into that story, but I just wanted to mention what it was in association with. The Gemara brings up that the Chachamim of every generation have to be revered, have to be respected beyond description. And that's why it says, call Talmud Chacham hu lefi hador. Every Talmud Chacham is according to the generation. Vafilu bizmanenu, even in our time. Now here is the definition of a Talmud Chacham for this halacha. Im hu rak ra'oi lahoros, if he is qualified to paskin. The word lahoros does not mean to teach in this case. We know it's the din of mora hora. A mora hora means a posek. That means the person is able to lasuke shmaita aliba de hilchosa. He's able to take the Gemara and the poskim, the shasu poskim, and to go ahead and bring that to extract the halacha from there in practical cases, and to be medame milsa la milsa, to compare one case to another and to render or to issue a psak halacha. That's one qualification to be a Talmud Chacham, the Ogea Batorah. And he also toils and labors in Torah, Nikra Talmud Chacham. If he has these two properties, qualifications, that he's worthy of paskining, that means he's qualified to paskin, and he toils, he works very hard in learning Torah, his real Amelus Batorah, then he's considered a Talmud Chacham for this halacha. Now, this language of the Chafetz Chaim is exactly what the Shach says in Yoredeya Simen Shin Lama Dalad Sif Katan Stamach Ches, in the name of the Beis Yosef, in the name of Kuntrusim, who says that a person who disgraces a Talmud Chacham is actually excommunicated. He's put into Cherem. If a person denigrates, a person insults a Talmud Chacham, he deserves Nidoy. They would put people into Cherem for it, which is banishment, halachic banishment in the earlier times. The definition of that Talmud Chacham, says the Shach in Yoredeya Shin Lamed Daled, in Sif Katan Samaches, that if he's Roy Lahoros, if he's qualified to paskin, and he toils in Torah, then he's a Talmud Chacham for this halacha. Now you might say, well, what does that mean, he's qualified to paskin? That's a separate discussion, which we will not get into now. but we could talk about it maybe another time or speak to your Rav about it. He's able to render a psak halacha. He's qualified. He's also certified to be able to paskin, if that's part of what it means, ro'i lahoros. And also, he is yodgeah. He really toils in Torah. So you might say, well, wait a minute. I can't say Lashon Hara about anybody. So then what do I care? Oh, this person is defined as a Talmud Chacham. So, okay, so it's worse? Okay, but I can't say Lashon Hara about an Amma Aretz either. I thought you just told me that a few minutes ago. So what do I care that he's a Talmud Chacham if I can't say Lashon Hara about him, even if he would not be a Talmud Chacham? Answer is that the Avera is worse if he's a Talmud Chacham. And therefore we have to object more strongly, perhaps even, we're held accountable for not objecting. Like the Gemara in Bava Metzia, you might be familiar with, where the Tana Rebbe Elazar, Reb Shimon said that after he died, he suffered a certain consequence because he was once present when somebody said Lashon Hara about a Talmud Chacham, and he did not object strongly enough. So that means, according to the stature of the person spoken about, there might be times that we have to react even more passionately if we hear Lashon Hara about that person. Each case is different, and also we could always ask a shayla to our Rav. But there's a concept that we have to be more sensitive to the kavod of a Talmud Chacham. A person who disgraces him, even with words, even not in front of him, says the Chafetz Chaim, I'm reading in Klal Ches, Sif Dalet, Avon Plilihu. It's a horrific avera. The chayiv nidoy azeh, and the person deserves excommunication for that, and that's what it says in the Shulchan Aruch, Simon Shin Lama Daud and Yoredeya. All the more so if this Talmud Chacham is the Mora Hora Ba'ir, he is a posek in that city, he's a rav in the city, for sure. The prohibition, the violation of the one who says Lashon Hara about him is Chomer Harbe Yoser, is much worse, because besides the fact that the person is supposed to respect him and hold of him as a halachic authority and to honor him because we rely on his psak halacha, but there's another problem here. When one says Lashon Hara about him, what happens is he might deter people from actually serving the Ribbono Shel Olam properly. He's going to be Monea es harabi me'abodas Hashem, because this Rav is a representative of Torah, of Hashem's Torah, and he's the one who renders the psak halacha. He articulates the dinim for us. And what will happen is when someone says something negative about this Rav or this Rebbe, people will say, oh, Ma nelech v'nidrosh me'ito inyanei hadinei Torah. What's the reason that we should go to this person and ask from him advice, ask from him to explain the Torah to us, hadinei Torah shebeinenu, or that we should go and ask from him the matters of the dinei Torah shebeinenu? That means the litigation that we have, where we have to go to a Beis Din. Well, why should we go to him? Because they heard Lashon Hara about him. Now, once someone said Lashon Hara about the Rav or about the Dayanim, now people aren't going to go with their Dine Torah to this Rav and to these Dayanim. Because he won't be able to mediate. This is what people will say because they heard Lashon Hara about him. So let's think about what's happening. They're undermining the halachic authorities in their city or in a different city. Each person builds his own private altar. Now, what does that mean? He goes ahead and he takes matters into his own hands and does not submit to the authority, the rabbinic authority, the Vad Ha'ir, the Vad HaRabbanim, whatever it's called in that locale. But the person goes ahead and detaches himself from the Das Torah, from the Torah authority that's in his place. And that is very dangerous. We cannot live without the Torah leadership. He's bone bamala atzmo with other things, the Chafetz Chaim says, that come out of this. Hashem yishmerenu, the Chafetz Chaim says. Hashem should guard us from this happening. So to summarize the first part of today's discussion, the damage that comes from saying Lashon Hara about a Talmud Chacham could be far worse, much more extensive than Lashon Hara about someone else. Because of the fact that it will undermine the authority of Das Torah in his city, in his town, and it could extend beyond there also, chas v'shalom. So we have to focus our attention on giving the kavod, the respect to the Torah authorities of our generation, and to remember that it's the fi hador, it all depends on that generation. And there is Das Torah, and we have to follow the Das Torah. People have different Das Torah, people have different minhagim, that's fine. And sometimes there have to be other professionals involved, like medical professionals sometimes have to be involved. There have to be financial consultants in certain instances to help the Das Torah with certain facts. And that combination will be what's supposed to determine how we're supposed to act in a given situation. The second part of tonight's discussion is about the inyan of apikoros. Now, we know already that an apikoros hardly exists today, as we've said before, because the poskim say, and we're going to talk about this next week, Yirtzeh Hashem, the poskim tell us that the real definition of an apikoros is someone who knows Torah, and despite that thorough knowledge, that command of the Torah, denies parts of the Torah, or foundations of emunah. That definition, that focus will be next week in Yirtzeh Hashem. But let's introduce it with the following. Klal ches sifhei. The whole prohibition of Lashon Hara is only on a person, sha'al pi din Torah, who adayin b'chlal amisecha, says the Chafetz Chaim. It's only if the person is still included, he's in the fold of being part of Klal Yisrael, based on his behavior, which of course, many, many Jews, most Jews are like that. Meaning, he's itcha b'torah uva mitzvah. He's still with us. He's with you in Torah and mitzvah. But those people, that one can recognize them, that they have apikursus ideas, then there's a mitzvah to speak in a negative way about them, a derogatory way, and to disgrace them, to belittle them in front of them and not in front of them. Both. In anything that he sees that they do or hears about them, he's supposed to go ahead and deride them, and to speak in a negative way about them. And the Chafetz Chaim says, but why? Why is it applied to listening also? Meaning, if I hear that such a person did something wrong, I am not supposed to judge the person favorably. Ein aleihem isser kabbalas lashon hara, says the Chafetz Chaim in Be'er Mayim Chaim test. There's no isser, there's no prohibition of accepting lashon hara about an apikoros either. So speaking about them is not prohibited, and believing Lashon Hara and hearing it about them is not prohibited. But where do we see that? That's because it says, Lo sonu ish esamiso. When it talks about onah, hurting somebody with words, wronging somebody, it says, do not do it to amiso. Each man should not do it to a member of his nation. But this apikoros, if he really qualifies as an apikoros, is not a member of Klal Yisrael, at least temporarily. He has taken himself out of that category. He's yotze michlal amisecha. And velo selech rachel bi'amecha, the pasuk says, don't go as a talebearer among your nation. Behem einam bichlal zeh. They are not included in your nation, at least for now. Of course, they could do tshuva, because they are not doing masa amcha. Einam osim masa amcha. They're not acting. They're not conducting themselves as a yid is supposed to. David HaMelech said, Halo misanecha Hashem esna. Isn't it true, Hashem, that those who hate you, your enemies, I will hate? And the Chofetz Chaim and the Be'er Mayim Chaim Yud quotes, Avos Rebbe Nassan, Sinas Habrios Ketzad. How does it work, the inyan of resenting people, which we're not supposed to do? Melameda teaches, Shalo Yechaven Adam, that a person should not intend, Lomar, to say, Ehov, Esachachamim, love people who are Tamid Echachamim. They're easy to love. My Rebbe in 10th grade, Rabbi Levitan, once said to us, he said, the mitzvah of Ehavta L'Recha Kamocha? He spoke to us. We were teenagers in yeshiva, 10th grade. And the Rebbe said to us, okay, Ehavta L'Recha Kamocha. He says, who do you think the Torah is talking about? Now, we were learning in Muncie, and Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky Zatzal He lived in Muncie. We would see him time to time. So my Rebbe said, Rabbi Levitan, he said, you think the Torah is talking about Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky? Look at Rabbi Yaakov. You stand next to him. He's full of chen. His face is shining. He's a walking Sefer Torah. He's a Eloi. He's a genius. He's a Gon. You think that's where the Torah is telling you, you're going to love him anyway. The Torah is telling you, the person who annoys you, the person who gets on your nerves, the person who you don't want to be around. Now, we're not saying you have to be around everybody all the time, because people do clash a little bit. The chemistry is not always there. But you're supposed to love the person, and that's who the Torah is talking about. So this Avostar Rabbi Nosson in Perek Tezayin says, don't say about loving people, oh yeah, sure, it's the Chachamim I'm going to love. But people who are ignoramuses, oh, they don't know any Torah. For a learned person, that's really annoying, by the way. That could be hateful, because, like, what's with this guy? He's not learning. He doesn't appreciate the beauty of Torah. He doesn't want a shteig in Torah. So I'm going to hate him, because that's hateful, right? No. If you say, usna es amei ha'aretz, then you're making a mistake. You got to love that person. He's a yid. He's a person. Elo eho veskulam, says Avostar Rabbi Nosson. Love all of them. Usno es ha'apikorsin umesisim umedichin. But you should resent, you should hate the apikorsin, the heretics, the deniers, and those who mislead others, who entice them to do averos. It quotes the Indian of mesis umedia, the person who gets, typically in the Torah, it's talking about someone who persuades someone else to worship a Avodah Zarah, and the Mediach is the person who creates the Ir HaNidachas. He gets a community to do a Avodah Zarah, to worship idols. Those who try to get others to go off the derech, those are the ones you're allowed to resent. You're allowed to feel enmity toward them. You're supposed to. There aren't that many people like that around, but if you ever find one, that's the person you're supposed to hate. We have to be very careful, though, that the person really fits into that category, which we're going to, as I told you, we're going to define that next week in Ritz Hashem very carefully. But Ezra Hashem, we're going to tell you what's an apikoros. Chafetz Chaim continues. Technically, who's an apikoros? Hakofer batora uvenevuah miYisrael. We look in Perek Chelek in Sanhedrin, and there it's talked about. The Gemara defines what an apikoros is. The Chafetz Chaim here gives us a couple definitions. A person who denies the Torah, kofer batora, he denies the authenticity, the divinity of Torah. Uvenevuah, he denies prophecy, the authenticity of nevuah miYisrael. Torah shebeksav, whether it's the written Torah, or in Torah shebapeh, could be the oral Torah. Even if a person says, kol ha-Torah min ha-shamayim, oh, sure, I admit, the whole Torah is definitely divinely given to us. Chutz mi pasuk echad, except for one pasuk. One pasuk I don't believe is min ha-shamayim. That's what the person says. O kav ha-chomer echad, or one, what we call an inference from a minor to a major premise, and all the more so. We know that's one of the main methods of learning out halachos and ideas in Torah. Says, well, this kal v'chomer, that is not real Torah. Oh, gzeres shava achas. One example where we have the same word or the same phrase or similar expressions in two places in the Torah that teach us something. Oh, dikduk echad. One precision, one very small detail. Gam hu b'chal hazeh. He's also included in an apikoros. If he claims, if he tries to assert that something in the Torah isn't true, it's not legitimate. This is in Perek Chelek in the Gemara Sanhedrin. It's paskind in the Halacha and Yoredei, also Kuf Nun Ches. And of course, if you learn the Gemara, you see all the different possibilities of what's considered an apikoros. And we'll talk more about that in Mir Tashem. Chafetz Chaim tells us, though, if I heard that someone is an apikoros, so can I go ahead and assume that he really is an apikoros as the result of hearing that? Chafetz Chaim tells us, "Dafka im shama mehem ba'atma divrei apikoros." It's only if he heard from the people themselves the words of denial, the words that make the person into a heretic. But if others told someone that so-and-so is an apikoros, those listeners are not allowed to believe that the person is an apikoros, to go ahead and say negative things about that person, whether in front of them or not in front of them. Also, he's not allowed to even believe it, just like any other Kabbalah Lashon Hara. More commonly, if you hear someone went off the derech, someone says, oh, this person is not from anymore, are we allowed to believe that? No, we're not allowed to believe that. We can look into it if we need to for practical purposes, for shiduchim, for other purposes that are practical, but we're not allowed to believe that someone is not from anymore. The same thing, someone comes and says, oh, this guy became an apikoros. First of all, doubtful that he'll actually be labeled as an apikoros. Okay, this guy espouses, embraces ideas of apikorsis now. He didn't used to. I hear that. Am I allowed to believe that? I cannot believe that. I certainly am allowed to check into it. In fact, the Chafetz Chaim says, Tzorich le'eis ata lachush la'atzmo. At this moment, the person should be cautious. Okay, in actions, we're allowed to take precautions from this person. Like, let's say I'm hearing that he has ideas of apikorsis. So I'm allowed to protect myself from hearing apikorsis, to take these precautionary measures. I might want to check into it if I was planning to have him come as a speaker and someone tells me, oh, he's been preaching ideas of heresy, of denial of the authenticity of Torah. That's what I'm hearing now. So I don't believe that, and his status doesn't change in my opinion, and I don't think less of him, but before I have him come speak, I would definitely check into that. That's my action. But in my thoughts, this is already, how many times have we said this over? I have the Chafetz Chaim in front of me all the time, and he keeps saying over and over that this is only in action. But the cheskas kashrus of the person, his status as being an upstanding person, is not violated, is not compromised because I heard something negative about him. But I certainly am allowed to be choshesh. I can take precautionary actions. I can research it. I can warn others secretly. Right now, until we clarify this, we have to be careful because it's possible that this person has taken on some ideas that are antithetical to the Torah. The Chofetz Chaim tells us, Ber Maim Chaim Yudbeis, it's based on the Rush in the Gemara Nidah Daf Tamach Aleph, where there talks about being choshesh, being careful when we hear something negative. Just like we have to be careful for ourselves, kach tzarech lachush lacherim, for the sake of others too. The simple example, if I heard that somebody is planning to beat you up, chas v'shalom, well, not only am I allowed, but I have an obligation to, first of all, warn you not to believe it, not to change my opinion of the person in my machshavos, but to take any precautionary actions and measures. We have to do that. So that's what I have to do here also. I need to tell you so that we have to be careful to protect ourselves, to guard ourselves. Ad sheis borer hadavar, until the matter becomes clarified, and then we'll know what we really should think. Are we allowed to think negative? But that's because we're going to research it. If the person is muchsuk, is established in the city among the upstanding Yirei Shemayim citizens, the Rabbanim, that he's an apikoros, that's different. Then it's as if I've seen it myself. So in other words, if I've heard apikorosis, then I know the person hold these beliefs because he told it to me himself. If it's established in the city and the upstanding halachic observant Jews, the Rabbanim, let's say, the Yirei Elohim in the city, that he's not Bikoros, that's like I have seen it myself. Always we have to ask a Shiloh though. But if it's just hearsay, I am not allowed to believe it. I can only take precautions. We're going to see next week in Ritz Hashem that the poskim, starting from the Gemara Shabbos, of course, then there's a Rashash, a very important piece of Rashash, was one of the Meforshim on the Gemara, one of the very important commentators on the Gemara, and other Sifrei Halacha tell us that an apikoros is not called an apikoros unless he has learned the Torah, He has mastered the Torah, and he then goes ahead and denies the Torah, or denies parts of it, as the Gemara Chelek talks about. So we should not jump to conclusions about anybody. Oh, I heard this person say he doesn't believe in, let's say, he doesn't believe about Mashiach. He doesn't believe in prophecy. He doesn't believe this part of Torah Shebaal Peh. Oh, that's an apikoros. And that's it. He's stamped as an apikoros. No, we can't do that, because that person probably doesn't know enough to be called an apikoros, because he didn't master the Torah and then go back and deny it. So Mirat Hashem will continue with that next week. Tonight we talked about Lashon Hara about an Ama Aretz, which is strictly prohibited, even though he's not learned in Torah. We discussed the inyan of how it's even much more serious about a Talmud Chacham, how we have to try to restore the kavod as much as possible, kavod HaTorah as much as possible, not just standing up when a Talmud Chacham comes within four amos, which is the basic halacha, but the respect, how we talk to, how we respect them in our minds, the Das Torah, the Gedolim, the Talmidei Chachamim, they don't have to be a Gadol Hador, they could just be this Talmud Chacham we talked about before. And then we discussed afterwards the inyan of apikoros, which Mirat Hashem will talk about next week. Thank you very much for joining us, and have a wonderful week.